Olga walked right after Natasha and Victor. She followed them down the road and into their little house. "Old one," Natasha greeted her cheerfully, "how is it that you are here?"
"Perhaps you can help me," Baba Yaga said. "I am new in the village and quite alone. I need a place to stay. I can cook, clean, and take care of your son for you."
"I have no money to pay you," Natasha answered sadly.
"I need no money. All I will need is a place to rest my old head and perhaps a little food."
"Then you shall indeed stay with us, old one."
"I kiss your eyes and I hold you in my heart,"
Baba Yaga said happily. And stay she did. Oh, how happy she was. When Natasha went to work in the mornings, she and Victor cleaned the little house together. When all of the tasks were done, Baba Yaga took Victor to the edge of the woods. This was her favorite part of the day. She pulled Victor into her lap. As she cradled him there,